We are joined on the phone right now by one of the student organizers of today's walkout at Chapel Hill High School, Grace Davis. Grace, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So before we talk about the walkout, what are your thoughts about the shooting that happened on Tuesday? How have you been handling it? How have you been processing it?
I think it's kind of something that's desensitized a little bit for me, just because it's happened so many times now. It's definitely still shocking and really, really sad. But I really do hope that this is the last time. We always say that, and we always say enough is enough, and then nothing gets done. And I would really like to see actual change happen.
What are other students saying that you're talking with, either in class or outside of it?
A lot of students are, you know, a little bit surprised that so many celebrities and government officials are coming out and finally saying the things that we've been saying for so long, how we don't need thoughts and prayers, we need action and stricter gun laws. So we're really hoping that by having this national walkout today, we can continue to voice our opinions and get the ball moving on actual action instead of just thoughts and prayers.
What's the walkout going to entail? How's it going to go?
Our walkout is going to be 21 minutes long for the 21 victims of the most recent Texas school shooting. But we don't have too much planned other than posters, a couple chants, and possibly a lie down in which students lie face down on the ground to kind of symbolize, you know, what it's like to be in a real school shooting and have to hide and stay low.
Speaking with Grace Davis again, Chapel Hill High School student. What year are you? I didn't ask.
I'm a senior at Chapel Hill High School.
Senior at Chapel Hill High School is one of the organizers of the walkout that's happening later on today at Chapel Hill High to raise awareness of, speak out against gun violence and call for action. Are there specific actions that you and the other students are calling for?
As high school students, it's hard to, you know, really push for specific bills or things like that, but we're encouraging all students to register to vote and to show up to the polls this election season, as well as contact our state senators, our national senators, Tom Tillis and Richard Burr, and all of our House representatives in the state, to really encourage them to take action and draft those bills and vote for them and continue to push for stricter gun laws and more school safety.
I was thinking about school safety in the context of just the everyday experience of kids going to school. Do you, just on a day-to-day basis, do you feel safe in the school? Do you feel comfortable?
It depends on the day. Sometimes we have, you know, a couple fights or threats made. I appreciate our school's efforts to kind of combat a lot of them. We have a hotline. Mm-hmm. It's a national hotline, but you can report it, and local police and administration will be notified, called Say Something. And there are a bunch of posters about that around school that, you know, kind of help encourage students to speak out and speak up. But other than that, we don't have too much. There are a bunch of doors around the school that are kind of left cracked open or unlocked. Students are always coming and going out of doors they're not supposed to, just to access the student parking lot easier. And I definitely feel like those doors could be either monitored more, or just really kept locked and, unopened during the day when they're not supposed to be.
Speaking with Grace Davis, Chapel Hill High School, and as we wrap up this conversation, your final thoughts, what else should folks know about this issue or about the walkout that you haven't said yet?
The walkout is pretty symbolic because it is nationwide. But there's a lot of stuff that we can do locally in the community, such as, you know, calling representatives and telling them how we feel, as well as protesting. Social media has been such a great tool to kind of spread the word about so many different action tools. The protest that we're doing today at school has been organized with Students Demand Action, which is a national organization that has a lot of resources on how we can get specific changes done to help make our schools safer and prevent gun violence.
Students Demand Action, the national organization, walkouts at noon today and schools across the country a little bit later in the day at Chapel Hill High School, but it's happening there as well. Grace Davis, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.